Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing fall on me, anointing fall on me, anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing fall on me. Hallelujah, anointing, hallelujah, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. Anointing, fall on me, anointing, fall on me, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Touch my hands, touch my hands, touch my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord. Every part, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah, anointing, hallelujah, fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. This is our prayer this morning. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing fall on us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the presence glory of your presence, we your temple give you reverence. Come and rise. from your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your people, we give you reverence. So from your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace as your God. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning. Good morning once again. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we welcome each and every one of you to the TMT Call. God bless your day. And we tag this day, there is none like you, as we thrust in God's presence Tuesday. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you, hallelujah, with grateful and humble hearts today. As we bow at your throne of grace, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for being faithful towards us. Thank you for your love towards us. Thank you, Father, for keeping us, God. Thank you, Almighty God, for your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's on this line on today. Now, Father, touch each and every one of us with your anointing, God, that it removes burdens and destroy yokes in our life. Almighty God, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Lord God, that your presence, hallelujah, is powerful. Father God, that your presence, Father, is made known unto us, oh, Father God. We thank you for the psalmist on today, Father God, as she poured out and ushered into your presence, oh, Father God. Fill her cup, and, Lord, allow her day to overflow with more of you, oh, Father God. Father, we lift up the prayer bearer, the word bearer on today. Father, the one that's bringing the word for today. God, that you bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father God, we declare and decree the anointing, God. Father God, to flow out of her belly like never before. Father, we thank you for the TMC call in the Artist Life family, oh, Father. We lift these calls up before you like never before, Father. Continue me, Father, to bless us and see about us and everything and all things that we say and do. Father, we love you. We thank you. And these are the things that we ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me, my praise the heavens down sister?
Yes, I can hear you, Minister. Beautiful Willis, you can take it away. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Well, good morning, my TMC family. I thank you for joining us this morning on behalf of Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And again, Minister Keisha, thank you so much for greeting us and for opening us up with prayer. And Minister Roslyn, thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use this to use you this morning. Well, this call, the Master's Call, was founded on October 2010 by two amazing directors, founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Our scripture verse on which we stand can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the mornings my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can go to hear all of the messages that have been archived since the beginning of this call. Also, the full bios of the speakers are at our website. And that website address is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Well, God always blesses Dr. Vanessa to give us a theme. And this year, our theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Praise the Lord. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and we always make this invitation to you because we are not a private club at all, and all are welcome to join the ministry team. So if you feel blessed the Lord to be a part of this team as a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, as a host, which is what I'm doing now, or perhaps God has given you the gift of being able to minister in song, or maybe he has put a word in your heart that you want to share with someone, well, guess what? You are at the right place to do that. And just please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, information. info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will contact you. Also, on Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer so we can hear your prayer requests and your praise reports live. But please know, any other time, send your prayer request to that same email address, info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and know that we will be praising God with you through your praise reports and praying for you through your prayer requests. Now, this company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and at that time it was called Artist International, but it is now Artist Life. So to find out more about the company, the opportunity, and the products, get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share that information with you. The Morning Motivational Call is held right after this call every Monday through Friday, and that is led by a team of great leaders who will give you more information about the benefits of the artist products. And today, Executive President Candy Mosley will be the host of that call, and today is Testimonial Tuesday. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Now, if you happen to have, or if you know someone who has T-Mobile or some other carrier that will not allow them to access this call without having to pay, we have an access bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. So much for all the announcements, because I don't want to take any more time. I want to give as much time as possible to our speaker for this morning, who will bring the word, and she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox, who resides in the Bronx, New York. I like to refer to her as my directional sister. She is, in 2028, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader, and she has held that position for, I believe, over 10 years now. She is also a member of a church, and she will tell us the name of that church because I know that God has moved her to a new church. She is the floor captain at the Concourse Village, and she holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary. She is also a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police, so she keeps things in order. Praise the Lord. So it is just my pleasure right now to introduce our minister for this morning. She is Christ-centered. She is yielded to the Holy Spirit. She is needed and necessary, thoughtful and truthful. She's helpful, intentional, and able. Who am I talking about? None other than our friend, my sister, your sister, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Cynthia. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Willa. I will pay you later. Thank you for that awesome introduction. Sometimes I have to laugh at these things. What did I really do? God, it wasn't about God led me. That's all I could say. Good morning. This is a joyful and beautiful morning. I am so glad to be in the land of living. I'm rejoicing this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Keisha. Hallelujah, for that powerful tag and that pray the heavens down. We so appreciate you and love you. Thank you, Minister Rosen, for that praise and worship this morning. What I said, oh, Lord, I give you all the praise this morning. I worship you, and I give you all the praise. Thank you so much for that praise and worship this morning. And I just want to say thank you for just being here. And I give God all the praise for our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Picola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership and keeping us focused on the word of God, hallelujah, and ejecting me out of the nest. Ladies and gentlemen, you know I am smiling, but I would have not ever been able to do this hadn't been for those two powerful and outstanding co-founders that share with us what we have so much in us. Why are we sitting around and being afraid? That's why everybody on this call can be a greeter, whatever. You can do something because God gave it to you. So let's find ourselves doing something to move our call to the next level. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the Diaz de Leon Fund for sharing Artist Life with us, with everyone, and to continues to help us to be healthy and wealthy at the same time. So we also appreciate them so much. And I want to thank each and every one for listening to me this morning and then thought it was not Robert to be with us today. We appreciate you so much. God is good this morning. I am so happy this morning. My subject this morning, you know, believe in God no matter what, and I shared with you on May 6th, and I came back, and I was doing some other studying, and I looked at this subject, and I just wanted to say here, we know our kids, children is doing what they do, so my subject is saying, don't ever give up on your unsaved children, amen? Don't ever give up on your unsaved children. We are just, so many things are happening here in the New York area, around the world, really. That young people don't have a problem taking a gun and just taking your life and not knowing that that's your last time if you decide to shoot somebody. So, you know, I grew up in the South. I don't think we had guns. If they did, it was not in our presence. And so, you know, we didn't. And then what happened, we had feelings because when somebody hurt somebody, everybody cried and everybody was praying. One of my good friends, we was outside one day and the lightning, you know, you don't play with Mr. Lightning. I call Mr. Lightning. Mr. Lightning, do not play with you. And we was out there, and he was putting up a tent, and the lightning hit him and struck him, and everything happened. Everybody was just, we was all crying. So that's why we was so caring about one. So that's why we look at this, don't ever give up on your unsaved children. I'm coming out of Acts 16 and 31. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved along with your entire household. Amen? And the 12 says, Then they share the word of the Lord with him and all who live in the household. Amen, amen. They're coming out in the NLT Bible. So, you know, just think about your unsaved. Don't give up on your unsaved children. Hallelujah. Let us pray. I humbly come before you, ask you, the Spirit, to reach across the hands to all who are hurting and spiritually lost. Restore our hearts with hope, everlasting comfort, then with your tender, loving mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. The subject, don't give up on your unsaved children. Believe in God. No matter what, believe in God, because God is on time. He's never late. He sees everything all the time. I mean, sometimes I thought he's not answering me, but he is. He's answering you when he's in his time and not your time. He answers you in his time. Do you know that our beautiful promises from our God that covers every unsaved children, unsaved person in your household, the promise to find in the book of Acts, I call it a promise of household of destiny. Hallelujah. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that shall be saved and their house. That's Acts, as I said, 16:31. Every Bible gives you a different saying, but it's all comes to the same thing. It all adds up to the same identical thing. So we are just thanking God. I will endure to share some important things with you in this section. I give the glory to God, to my dear God, Holy Spirit, who taught me these biblical truths I am about to discuss. Don't give up on your unsaved children. As a Christian, you must not worry about your children. When you know, and you know that you have a prayer, pray to God for their salvation. Worrying does not bring salvation; rather, it brings headaches and despair. Amen. One of the dangers of outlawing of Satan is a battlefield of your mind. It is the area of worrying. What that sounds, don't worry, be happy. If you sincerely believe in God concerning his promises, you will not have to worry. Amen. Don't be anxious about salvation of your children only. Get your hold of God's promises for you and your believer. You believe it. The Bible say, be careful for nothing, but everything pray and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind on Christ. And that's coming out of Philippians 4, 6, and 7. The God you and I serve is a God of plan. Hallelujah. God also is a purpose. In the first place, God created us for a purpose. Amen? He created us for a purpose. He did not put us on this earth for nothing. Examine the scripture. For I know the thoughts that I have think towards you, says the Lord. The thought of peace, not of evil, to give expected ending. That's Jeremiah 29:11. You know, my sister, my prophet Kai stands on that. Jeremiah 29:11. It's coming out the NIV Bible. God thinks of us. Remember, salvation is good. He wants us to include our children to be saved. Amen. He wants to include our children to be saved. The Bible says God wants all men to be saved. I said women too, to come the knowledge of God's truth. That's 1 Timothy 2:4. Don't give up on your children, your unsaved children. Don't give up on them, because they need you and they need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always a great blessing to know that the mind of God, the Bible reveals to us the mind of God. We can always act upon the word of God to please God. It is God's mind that our children get saved. This is a great plan. Why God has given us a promise of Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that be saved in thy house. Let us support them in how God spoke the word through his apostle Paul. In fact, the first place Paul having experiences a noble miracle by casting the demons out of him was put into the prison with Silas. God performed a miracle for Paul and Silas to get out of that prison. Please read Acts 16:16-40. And, you know, at the time, because the time is limited here. So I said to you, don't give up on your unsaved children, because God he's in the blessing business. He will give you a whole lot of blessings behind unsaved children. Because I looked at, when I grew up in the South, my grandmother, I always talk about her, because she led us in the right direction. She said, you know, she said, in my house, you will serve the Lord. You know, some people, I have to laugh. I was with some individuals, and the children was doing what they want. I said, y'all wouldn't have been in my grandmother's house. Oh, no, y'all would have been going to church. Nobody stays in this house without going to church. Because look at me now. It hadn't been for grandma stirring us in the right direction. Where would I be? Would I be here doing this now? Although some of the neighbors had spoken into my life that I would be ministering, but I looked at them like, what are they talking about? But her husband was a pastor, but I guess she saw it in me. I was always doing something. I was always sharing, caring, and caring about everybody. But, you know, but you can do it, but everybody's not doing the same thing you're doing. So I just said to everybody, don't even get up on your unsaved children. The story went on to say that when keepers of prison awoken from their sleep, he saw the prison doors open. This is Paul and Silas, determined to kill to himself. But Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we are here. That's Acts 16 and 28. It was all the points that the jailers fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and asked the greater question, even known as mankind. What must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. What must I do to be saved? To answer his question, the Spirit of God implied Paul give a prophet promises to the jailer and his household. The promise, I believe, is every unsaved person. God plans every such way that we, the person, get saved in your house. The same person became a challenge for others who are unsaved in the house. He saved, Acts 16:31. Listen to me, my dear Christian friends. You hold the key to salvation to all your family members. You are a minister of God, your house. God expects you to minister every unsaved person in your home. Your ministry tells them about the love of Jesus by praying, intercepting, and fusion for them to be saved. I just say, come to me. Don't give up on your unsaved children. I said, your children, your nephew, your niece, and every, don't give up on them. Give them a hug sometimes. Sometimes you need a hug. Hallelujah. Do you know that God recycled himself to Jesus Christ? God has in Christ, when he reconciled the word unto himself, therefore follow that God has ordained Christ in your reconciling every unsaved child in your home. Hallelujah. If your soul is responsible to stand in the gap for them because of God giving you the minister to reconciliation in the Second Chronicles 5:18, based upon the truth, I submit you to you that you must not give up on your unsaved children. God is dependent on you to engage the spiritual warfare, which may bring deliverance to the soul from sin and death. Pray fiercely unto them all saved. Expect great results. Hallelujah. Every unsaved person is in the kingdom of Satan. Satan's kingdom is a characteristic by power of darkness. It is not the will of God for an unsaved people to be in the kingdom of Satan. God describes to deliver every unsaved person from the power of darkness. That is why God is in deliverance. Remember that God's always working through his chosen vessel to deliver people from Satan. Hallelujah. In every area, I save and submit to you that once you get saved in your home, become God's deliverance from every family member in your house. God is now counting on you, me, and everyone to intercede for them, unsaved person. Deliver from the power of darkness and translate into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. So we come today, sis. Dear God, our friends, I want to right now, don't give up on my unsaved children, sisters, brothers. Don't give up on them. Keep God first. Pray for them. As I looked at I was thinking about my grandmother when she never said it, but we thought about it. As you grew up and you start to read words, Psalms 27:10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then Lord will take me up. So don't give up on your unsaved children. Grandmother didn't give up on us. She kept us focused on God. She kept us in the light. She said, you will serve the Lord in my house. So don't give up on us. We didn't know, but God knew. Grandmother knew. Sometimes you think that everybody have to have all the degrees to do the right thing. No, they don't. You just have to have God, because he's the one guiding us. He's the one giving us. So back to, don't give up on your unsaved children. God loves us. Back to you, Minister Linda.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well,
thank you.
Praise the Lord, and thank you for that powerful message. Believe in God no matter what. Don't give up on your unsaved children, because God sees the whole parade, the beginning, the middle, and the end. So he knows what is in store for our children and for our families. And I will call you back after we go through our prayer requests and our announcements to give us the benediction. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Lord, O God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We honor you. We exalt you. We bless your holy name. We lift you up, for there is none like you. There is none, no one like you, Lord, and you are the one, the only name to whom we bow. You're the only name to whom we give credence. You're the only name that we lift up on high. Father, we thank you for the word that your daughter, Minister Cynthia, brought us this morning. God, now we ask that you will increase her more and more. Father, that you continue to use her in the ways that you would have her to be used according to the destiny that you have planned for her life. Father, that whatever her hands touch, we pray that she prospers therein, that she's making a difference there in New York, oh God. And you said that you would put us before great men, that they see our works, oh God. So, Father, let them see not only her works, but see the love that she has for you, and that they too will want what she has, and that's to serve our living God. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Pecola, Roberts. We thank you, God, for watching over her and getting her back home safely. We thank you for the time that she had to spend with family, Lord. We thank you for blessing her health, oh God. And Father, we thank you for giving her the direction in which you would have her to go. The next steps, oh God, Father, bless her businesses. Continue to prosper them. Lord, we lift up Dr. Vanessa and her entire family in the name of Jesus. God, as they continue to celebrate Mother Josie's life and by memories, Lord, and as they continue to also, God, have their hearts, oh God, of filling the void. God, we know that you are more than able to fill the void that's in their hearts, oh God, to give direction where you would have her to go, that she hears only from you and the voice of a stranger she will not hear. Father, we lift up those who are blessed to be well, because you said in your word that everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So right now, God, we lift up Mr. Harrington. We lift up Kathy Blackwell, Mother Owens. We lift up Sarah Brown. We lift up Leslie and Henry and Pam Peterson, God. We lift up Jerry, Sir John, God, and the list is so long. You know about each and every one. And, God, we just ask that you touch their bodies and that you remove every single cell that is not of your perfect design from their bodies in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the bereaving families, the Crawford Oliver family, the Lewis family, the Hightower family, the Peterson family, God, the Johnson family. God, there are just so many. You know who they are. So, God, we ask that you touch the family. We ask that you bless them, that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding. God, the consolation is that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord for those who know you, God. So we thank you that they know you. Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. God, that you bless them in a special way, that you protect them, have your angels encamped around about them, and God, give them direction for this day. We give you praise and call it done, and we thank you for the V.A. Staleon family, Lord, and for all that they have done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear the playback. And to hear the playback of this message, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the motivational call is right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, Minister Rosman, thank you for ushering us in praise and worship. Minister Keisha, thank you so much for greeting and for the opening prayer. And again, my sister, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, thank you for your powerful message. I'd like you to come back and give us the closing benediction. But before you do that, as I always say, from my heart to your family, please know that I truly love me some you. Minister Cynthia, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Willem. I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Ms. Akeisha and Ms. Roslyn, for all that you do this today. Almighty God, I realize that you can use our troubles to accomplish great things in the world for your glory. Thank you, Lord. We will not give up on our unsaved children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Love you all. Have a great day, everyone.